it's your girl, Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today, I'm doing a podcast about a specific individual, the writer, director, producer of Euphoria and The Idol, Sam Levinson. Overall, I've seen comments and I've watched recaps about Euphoria. I've also watched recaps of The Idol, which he did the same. Which is another topic on its own. And I've seen Euphoria. During the pandemic, I watched season one and then I watched season two. We're now on season three. And there's a common theme with Euphoria and The Idol, which I'll talk about first, and then I'll get to the nitty-gritty on why I did this podcast. And the common ground that I've seen in both of these TV shows is how Sam overly sexualizes and puts women, minorities, the LGBTQ plus community in very compromising, very inappropriate, very terrible situations. And there's been a couple comments that I've seen in the YouTubers that I've seen. There's been many. Female YouTubers, YouTubers from the LGBT plus community, and YouTubers that are male. So, the whole spectrum. And what I've seen in the comments of these videos is the same. That Sam, and I agree with the comments too, that Sam does not like women, for some reason. He does not, because of all, like, a lot of things that are shown is very unnecessary. Again, like, I went to school for theater, and I took a film class. I also, so the performing arts, that's what I went to school for. And one of the things they taught us is show, don't tell. He does a lot of telling and not showing, or he tells and then he shows, but what he shows is not necessary. It's not to, like, elevate or to make the story better. It's just to make you uncomfortable and shocked about you. And also what I saw in the comments going, continuing on, like, people been saying, yeah, Sam, a lot of them are like, there was a comment that was like, Sam doesn't like women because how he puts them in unnecessary, terrible situations, and by that, the actors. He does the same thing to people that are in the LGBT plus community, there's not a lot of, and I'm going to specifically say black people and, like, any person of color in general. So there is a Latina in season three, and also there's Latinas in the show. Like, what I've seen, like, diverse wise, there's Latinos in the show. Latinos in this show. There is Black people in the show. White people in the show. Like there's diverse in the cast of the show. So that's why I'm just gonna say people of color, just to put everybody in a then I'll also say this, that, and the other. But yeah, he puts everyone that is in that category in unnecessary, uncompromised positions, plus he shows it. Like, for example, in like season 3, I don't really like pay attention. This is recast. I'm like, oh, because my brain just goes, blocks it out. Thank you, brain, for that. But like, there is that, like all the YouTubers that I've seen do recaps are like, there's scenes. Why is there a scene of a girl being SA? I understand, like, in season 3, you're showing how club life is and da-da-da, but there's no reason to show that. And there's no reason to put women in uncompromised situations over and over again for show. And also, I understand that people use such and such words and slurs and stuff like that. I understand that. But even though I don't like particular words being said, in my opinion, why are you having that word being said in one scene a zillion and 10 times? It's not necessary. Just like having women and minorities and like anyone, one that could be objectivized, in uncompromised situations. And I agree with like the criticism of people saying that Sam hates these groups of people, because you haven't put like any of your male cast members, any of the male characters in those kind of situations. Yes, in season 3, like Nate was like, because the money shark, he owes money, and then he's getting punched in the face, and his pinky toe got caught. But that's not the extreme that you put these women through. They're like, there's a girl getting essayed, like, and other horrible situations. Why is that necessary? There's no reason for that to be necessary. Also, you're right, his writing is terrible. Terrible writing. I would say the only good thing about the show that he does is the, and I agree with someone that said this, is the cinematography, like how it's shot. It's shot beautifully. And what I heard from, I listened to these YouTubers, it wasn't his aesthetic. So he got someone to help him with the aesthetic and fired them and took credit for it. Also, the idol. The idol was supposed to be the female versus how badly the industry treats women. The entertainment industry treats women, and it was written by a woman, and Sam did not like that. So, and it was 90% done. So they fired her, rewrote the script. The script was bad, made it terrible and uncomfortable. There's no reason for it to be. I understand, like, think there's uncomfortable topics and situations, but like, to make your artists, not your artists, sorry, to make your actors have to do numerous, like, uncomfortable scenes for no reason, and for a lot of people that are in your cast to want to quit because of how you're over-sexualizing them and how you want every character or the majority of characters that are women to be nude. For what? What's the purpose of it? I'm happy that Zendaya has a, because I saw that she has a no nudity contract. I'm happy that she has that, because that's the only way I see that you can go around the, oh, I'm not going to be naked on camera if you have that contract. But other than that, you always have all your characters, your female characters, nude. It's not necessary. Why? Why are you objectivizing, like, women? What is your issue? Seriously, I don't understand at all. Like, and his writing is terrible. I would like to see or have it released, and I saw a lot of people say that the woman that actually wrote and filmed the actual Idol and what she had, the 90%, even though it's not done, that, because I feel like it would be better than what we got. So this is like, so you don't have to watch it. But Sam, why he did the Idol was because he suffered through addiction, and Rue is, who's in his character, is what he had to deal with in high school. Why then are you going off plot, and season 3 is like all over the place with the it's a western, and it's about strip clubs, and it's about some people becoming sugar babies, and some people doing only fans. Like, what, like, you don't know how to write properly. Like, it's fine if you're like, okay, they're not in high school, but like, make it one solid plot and continue that. And he's not doing that. Plus, I feel like he's doing those kind of plots to, over again, sexualize these women even more. And that is not okay. And this is why I'm just deciding to do this podcast. Because, like, after, hopefully this is the last season of Euphoria, hopefully after this, Sam Levinson doesn't, like, write any more series or direct, like, write or produce any more. Because he literally puts people in uncomfortable situations. The only people that he doesn't put in uncompromised situations is men, from what I see. Like, from what I've seen of him, only men he puts are not uncomfortable with the things that are being filmed. And that's terrible. You need to have all your actors be comfortable on set. And also, like, I've heard that, like, he would waste film time being like, oh, we'll shoot something else. I'm still writing this scene. Like, come on. I know you are a nepo baby. And by the way, if you don't know what a nepo baby is, someone that parents is already in the industry. But, like, you could be a nepo baby and be talented, but you're a nepo baby that is not talented at all. Like, I understand the show started about addiction and Rue, how she went to rehab and how she's dealing with her addiction and everything around. And I understand, like, in high school, like, it was based on high school and how, yeah, I never experienced, like, having an addiction, but I know there are people everywhere, like, that struggles with addiction, and some have in high school. So, yeah, it's an overly exaggerated experience of high school for some people, not for others. But why, when this story started in high school, are you over-resexualizing the women? Not saying that, like, some girls in high school weren't, you know, dressing risque. Some were. Some weren't. That's what, some followed the dress code. Some didn't. But, like, there is no reason for you to be, I know the actors aren't actually in high school, they're young adults, but there's no reason for you to be, like, filming someone getting, like, molested or essayed or this, that, or another, if they're portraying a high schooler, or, you know, or, like, having every scene that involves a woman, they have to be, like, nude or half nude or fully, why? They're high schoolers. No, that's wrong. What's wrong with you morally, Sam Levinson? Like, Sam as a person, he has, in my opinion, issues that he needs to go to therapy for, because that makes no sense. And then it continues on after that, and then you just up the ante of, like, how can I make my female characters my characters that are part of the LGBTQ community and my Black, Latina, Asian, etc. characters in uncomfortable situations? Why? And it's not like, oh, relax, like, it's just one season. No, it happens season after season. It's a pattern. You have something, you have an issue with people that are not you. Meaning you have an issue with people that aren't men, because I don't think he has an issue with Black men or, like, Latino men or Asian men. I think he has an issue, so I don't think it's like, he's against the whole Black community or the whole Latin community or Asian. I think he just has an issue with the LGBTQ+ community and women. And that's women of every race, and that's the LGBTQ+ community in general. Right. Because, like I said, with, like, The Idol and Euphoria, I haven't seen any man that is straight in his series, no matter what the race was, put in uncomfortable, unnecessary, disgusting situation. Like, I only seen it happen to women of any color and the LGBTQ+ community. Why? It's not necessary to have it, like, okay, a topic for, like, one season, fine, but this is season 3, and we're still doing the same pattern. You have an issue. You have an issue, and that's terrible. get some help, because why are you doing this continuously every season? Everybody's clocking it. Everybody's checking, saying, oh, this is how you are. You cannot write. What you put on TV is, like, pretty much close to, like, porn, right? Or is, right? So, like, and you don't like your characters. And you could have put the main character, Rue, as a male, a white male, because you had the same situation, happened to you. It's based on your life. But no, you wanted to hurt female characters. You wanted to make Rue and other female characters live through hell in your fantasy world of Euphoria or The Idol. And you wanted to do it that way. For what reason? No reason at all. And you want to humiliate them, and you want the people to be like, oh, she's terrible, da 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 da. But everybody can see that you are the monster. Sam, like I said, get some therapy. I am not, I feel like there's some hatred you have maybe about yourself as well. Like, stop. I understand, like, oh, okay, this is what happened. Okay. Things like this happen. People are horrible to people. I get it. This, that, and the other. But for the same thing to happen every season, and there's no conclusion or things change or this, that, and the other, and it's just like, oh, here's A, B, and C. Okay, where's XYZ? There's no XYZ. Like, we should be in season two. There should have been, like, a progression. No, it's still saying ABC. And then why did you change Nate's character? You know, trying to make him, like, less being a psychopath narcissist. Keep him like that. And you also forget what happened on season one. Where's the progression? Like, with Rue being the as the main character, like, there's things that she got in trouble in season one and season two. And it's like, oh, incomplete. And then something else happened. It doesn't make sense. You're terrible at writing. Sam, so this is literally me and my rant being like, Sam Levinson is just a terrible person. He hates everybody unless you are a male and straight. Like, unless you are a straight male, he hates you. Because that's what I'm seeing in everything that he writes, produces, directs. Because a lot of things I'm seeing, it's not necessary. It isn't. Maybe for, like, a season, okay, I understand, for the storytelling, it makes us whole. And then the language is not necessary either. Why? Oh, and then you're like, well, and why are you making the people the derogatory words, okay? The derogatory words. Why are you having the people that those words are said against say those words? They don't like them. They don't want to use them. Why are you making them say that those words? Plus, why are you having other characters say it to them? Not that there's not people like that that say that, but it's not necessary. Plus, you're using the words every two sentences. Why? It's an over-exaggeration. There's no reason for it. Sloppy writing. Bad writing. Continue the story without saying these words every 2 seconds. Wait. So, this is just my rant of how I do not like Sam Levinson. He's a terrible person, in my opinion. Terrible writer, in my opinion. Okay with, like, how scenes, and by scenes I mean, like, if we are looking at a landscape, he's good at directing those, okay? Directing people, terrible. But yeah, he needs to just quit the industry. Stop doing that, because he's ruining people's life. A lot of people want to quit, but they can't. A lot of people left because of how he made a unpleasant work environment. And I can tell he seems like one of those a-holes that are out there. And that's all I have to say. I hope you guys are doing okay. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye, bye.